Let's go, Brandon Dad. Our movement encompasses the entirety of our frustration with Joe Biden and establishment media. By Charlie Spiring on December 28, 2021. Jared Schmeck, the organ father who said the phrase "Let's go, Brandon," to President Joe Biden on the phone does not regret his decision to voice his disapproval with the president. "I know it was said in a joking manner and a humorous manner, but it's a very serious thing," Schmeck said. Schmeck shocked the world after he said the phrase to Biden after the president spoke to his children about tracking Santa Claus via NORAD, but he said he did not know it was being streamed live. In an interview with Bannon's War Room, Schmeck, wearing a MAGA hat, explained why he decided to use the phrase in the call, noting it was more than just anger with Biden. "Let's go, Brandon is more than just F Joe Biden," he said. "Let's go, Brandon encompasses the entirety of our frustration with Joe Biden. The administration, the leftist mob, the cancel culture, the mainstream media. They're the ones that made this a thing." Schmeck says his phone call was cut off as soon as he said the phrase and did not hear Biden repeating the phrase back to him until he saw it on video. "He's the one that said it. He's the one that made this a story, that's why they're mad about it," he said. "Once I realized it was on global television, I was pretty surprised, and I have to say it was pretty darn funny. We had a really good laugh about it," he continued. Schmeck said he felt it was a chance to voice my disapproval for this man and his administration and what had been done. "I'm proud of it," he said. "We're able as conservatives, we're able to find humor in this. But there's terrible things going on," he continued, noting the debacle in Afghanistan, supply chain issues, inflation rates, Biden's terrible policies on abortion, the border crisis, and federal mandates on coronavirus vaccines. Schmeck acknowledged he was getting messages from around the world thanking him for representing the dissent with the president, from the right and the left. He also said he was also getting threats from people who were really upset with him. "I know what they do," he said. "I am getting threats directly to my phone, people are calling me." He said his phone was ringing every 15 minutes on Christmas night, as CNN and other media outlets tried to reach him. "They're trying to get to my family, my place of business. It's not going to work, they can keep trying," Schmeck said. He said his troubles were only a little speck of dust compared to what former President Donald Trump had been through. "It's crazy to be a part of this," he said. He also clarified that he was a complete supporter of former President Donald Trump, correcting media reports who said he was not a Trumper. "That's absolutely false. Donald Trump is my president, and he should still be president right now. The election was 100% stolen. I just want to make that clear,"